And we also received some funding from the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund, who give us some funding for our student phenology. And we're going to introduce you to those students in just a moment. First of all, I need to tell you that Phenology Talkbacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. We thank Charlie for her hard work, and we thank the children who are involved in phenology across the state and sharing their observations with us. Our first report this week comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
This is Evelyn,
Kenzie,
Charles,
Olivia,
Sadie,
Maddie.
September 22nd, 2025. This week, we noticed that about 10% of the leaves on the silver maple trees across the street of our school have turned yellow. The red maples in the area have gotten really bright red. The paper birch and the aspens are turning yellow too.
Zoe noticed that the leaves of the white oaks in her neighborhood are turning brownish orange and are falling already. She also noticed lobster mushrooms and chanterelles popping up. The forest is a beautiful place to be right now.
Evelyn noticed that the petals on the purple cone flowers in our schoolyard are falling off.
Kenzie noticed some of the three-year-old needles have fallen off the red pines and are on the ground. Levi noticed several leaves are falling off of our red maple trees. He noticed that the leaves have fallen first from the top of the tree.
Sadie noticed that the needles on the tamarack trees are starting to turn orange.
The garter snakes are still pretty active. On Sunday, September 14th, Sadie, Zoe, Brookie, Evelyn, Ella, and Felicia saw one at the top of the hill at Giant's Ridge. Miss Engel also saw one when she was on a walk near Gilbert on Monday the 15th.
We have been seeing a lot of morning cloak butterflies on the ground and flight lately. Liberty saw a monarch butterfly on Tuesday, September 16th.
I noticed that the wasp's nest near her house seemed to be empty. Nothing is coming or going from them anymore.
Parker noticed a couple of dead bees on his porch on September 21st.
On September 17th, Bentley Bee had a bear digging through his trash cans at his house. He also noticed that it had taken his bird feeder down.
Aiden saw about 5 grouse in his yard eating berries on Thursday, September 18th.
Mia noticed that the grasses in her neighborhood are turning brown and dying off for the season.
This has been our report from North Star Elementary in Virginia. Keep exploring the great outdoors.
Indeed, keep exploring the great outdoors. Evelyn, Kenzie, Charles, Olivia, Sadie, and Maddie, what a great report. You kids and your buddies, your student buddies, lots of wonderful things there. First, the note about the silver maple, because I have a silver maple as well, and we have been together in Virginia and in Grand Rapids watching our silver maples, and I would say about 10% of the leaves on mine are yellow as well, and they are falling. It's the maple, the silver maple, is a lot like the birch in that some of the leaves turn color and then drop. And so there always seems to be this sort of small amount of leaves that are in color. But ultimately, they will all turn color and drop. It's just going to take them a while. I love the note about... who is it here? Zoe. Zoe, you are definitely... people are going to want to follow you around. Lobster and chanterelle mushrooms, both of those are extremely edible. Very, very lovely and wonderful mushrooms. And difficult to mistake for something else. But consult. Don't just go out and randomly pick and eat mushrooms. It's a dangerous game. I like to tell my kids, you know, you go outside, you can eat anything once. And hopefully... you'll be back for seconds, but sometimes not if you're careless. So be sure before you eat. Garter snakes out. Needles on the tamaracks are starting to turn. I have not seen that. I looked at both my tamaracks yesterday, both of the ones that I continuously monitor weekly, and neither of them had anything like a needle that was beginning to turn orange, but I'll be watching and we'll see. Chiana noticed that the wasp nest near her house seems to be empty. I wouldn't bring it inside yet. I like to have a really good hard frost before I bring a wasp nest indoors, because that seems like if you warm them up enough, they'll get real active in a hurry. And they can be really a problem in the house. A bear digging through the house at Bentley Bees, or digging through the garbage cans, taking his bird feeder down. And Aiden saw five grouse in his yard eating berries. And, of course, we're keeping Aiden's location secret because grouse season is open. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's classes at North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of September 12, 2025. My name is Lydia, and I am your phonologist for this week. September 16th, the weather outside was unusually warm, with a high of 83 degrees, humid and sunny. On Sunday, September 14th, Valerie noticed that maple trees in her yard had started to change color. She believes that about 20% of the leaves have turned red or orange. Miss Jackson's class observed several mushrooms on the school nature trail on Tuesday, September 16th, and Theo spotted large-leaved aster still in bloom. Miss Rolfe's class observed a lot of first-year baby maple tree sprouts by Shelter 1 and 2 that had already turned amazing shades of orange and red. Cora noticed that most raspberry plants have lost all their raspberries and have had most of their leaves turned brown. Lars heard several barn owls hooting at his house on the evening of Tuesday, September 16th. On Sunday, September 14th, I saw a black small bear running across the road heading into the woods of Hawk Ridge, probably looking for food. The next day, Valerie saw a black bear cross her driveway. They suspect the reason for more frequent viewing of bears is because bears now spend up to 22 hours a day eating and can gain up to 4 pounds a day. The goal is to bulk up with enough fat stores to stay healthy throughout the winter. Also on Sunday, September 14th, Gavin saw a skunk playing with his dog's toy trying to get treats out. Miss Jackson spotted several dug-up holes in her yard which were made by a skunk. Lars spotted a porcupine that afternoon around 3 p.m., which is an unusual time to see one. Azalea spotted a deer in her yard that has been watching over several weeks. Its hide is beginning to turn a darker color. She knows it's the same deer due to a unique trait. On Monday, September 15th, Miss Jackson spotted flies getting into a room by squeezing through the window screens. And Julia had noticed this as well at her house on Tuesday. Jackson had a tiny wood tick on his hand when his class went outside on the school nature trail. Segovia noticed an anthill at her house with ants busy building, and some had wings. Miss Rolfe spotted three morning cloak butterflies in a maple tree by Shelter 1 on Tuesday. She was hoping to see a monarch butterfly, but she believes that they have all started their migration to warmer areas. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Lydia. Nice report. You kids do a really good job over there in Duluth. I think partly because you have such dedicated teachers. Maple trees starting to turn in the Duluth area. Large leafed asters still in bloom. Raspberries are pretty much down and brown. Small bear out, and a good explanation of why the bears are active right now, needing to gain up to 4 pounds a day. They need 22,000 calories a day this time of year. So they are eating acorns. They're eating anything they can find that provides them with some calories. Skunk playing with a dog's toy, trying to get the treats out. They're not going to work at my house. The dog doesn't give up on her toy until the treats are out. A porcupine wandering around. Jackson Let's see. Jackson had a tiny wood tick on his hand. This is the time of year when the deer ticks get active once again. And as of yesterday, I was being extra cautious to make sure that I didn't pick up any tiny wood ticks either. So be careful and be alert. If you're outside, you don't want to mess with them. Segovia saw ants, and some had wings. These would be the elites. Those are either females that are going to be queens of their own nests, or they're males that will be out hoping to mate with a queen. This seems a bit late in the year. I haven't noticed any winged ants this late, but I did get a note from my friend Kyle Pearson, who had ants with wings emerging this past week from his from a crack in his driveway. Morning cloak butterflies still out. The monarch butterflies, not so much. I saw one this past week, so there are still a few in the area. The next one, our next report, comes from the Da Vinci Academy's trip to Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hello, this is Rosaria
and Layton
and Harper from Da Vinci Academy in Ham Lake. During our trip to Long Lake Conservation Center on September 17th through the 19th, we had a sunny high of 78 degrees and a rainy low of 54. Like the weather, we had a mix of summer and autumn nature sightings, including lots of different mushrooms. Rosaria found one with a pink ring-like pattern. Vasily found a jack-o'-lantern mushroom, and Isla was excited to find a bolet or penny bun mushroom. Aya found a blue one, and Nolan found 15 different mushrooms, including chicken of the woods.
The leaves are turning colors and starting to fall. Garter snakes were on the move, and Isla and Harper spotted a big leopard frog near the lake. In the bog, pitcher plants are doing well at catching gnats and small insects. We found and ate a few ripe cranberries at the cotton, and the cotton grass is starting to lose its seeds.
Pelicinid wasps are seen, and a few mosquitoes found us at night. The berries are on the winterberry or hollow bush. One of the highlights was finding an abandoned turkey nest. Most of the eggs were open and gone, but one did not hatch. Theo found two turkey feathers near the nest. We had a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside,
and live connected.
Yeah, and live connected. Thank you so much, Rosaria, Layton, and Harper. Were our reporters there. Lots of nature sightings, lots of mushrooms, pink ring-like pattern, jack-o'-lantern, bolet, blue one, and Nolan found 15 different mushrooms, including chicken of the woods. That's a lovely one, and not only lovely, but delicious. Leaves are turning color and starting to fall. Garter snakes definitely on the move. Leopard frog, pitcher plants catching insects. They'll go on doing that until the water in them freezes. We found and ate a few ripe cranberries. Cotton grass is losing its seed. Pelicinid wasps and a few mosquitoes. Winterberry, northern holly are definitely covered in bright red berries. And if you're out walking around, keep an eye out. Those berries are pretty attractive right now and pretty easy to find. And the kids discovered an abandoned turkey nest with only one egg remaining unhatched. That's pretty amazing. I wonder how many eggs were in there. I have seen some big families of turkeys wandering around these last few weeks. Our final report this week comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Mattia
and Peyton
reporting from Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for this week of September 21st.
Juvenile male cardinals are starting to grow patches of red feathers on their chest and head.
Green darned dragonflies are still around hunting small insects, and we are still seeing nighthawks overhead.
Ragweed is definitely producing a lot of pollen right now, and many people at school are feeling the effects of seasonal allergies.
We spotted a woolly alder aphid drifting through the backyard this week.
We were surprised to hear the cicadas were still buzzing in the afternoons.
We still have some jewelweed flowers in bloom, and the seed pods provide lots of entertainment as we assist them and spreading their seeds.
Salamanders are becoming a more frequent sight as the cooler temps are keeping things more moist during the day.
Grass spiders are making the sheets and funnel webs in our yard, and we also saw a marble orbs weaver.
One buck with partial velvet was seen this week, and we also had a pair of bucks sparring on a trail camera.
At the end of last week, there were several sightings of groups of northern flickers and little fawns, so we know they are migrating through.
A pair of juvenile white-throated sparrows showed up this past week.
Even though most trees are still full of leaves, every day more and more dead leaves are appearing on our lawns.
We saw a crane fly this week, and there were swarms of small flies and midges in fields.
This is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, Madia and Peyton. That was a wonderful report. And as usual, Mr. Kaditz has those kids just tuned right in. Juvenile male cardinals starting to grow patches of red feathers. And I have a juvenile red-bellied woodpecker that is beginning to get a bit more red on its head. Green darner dragonfly is still around. I haven't seen one here for a while. Nighthawks still flying overhead. I haven't seen one here. Woolly alder aphids. These little flecks of white that you see floating by could, in fact, be a woolly alder aphid. Cicadas are still buzzing. Some jewelweed flowers were still in bloom. I looked at my patch, and they are done. I do not have jewelweed blooming anymore here. Salamanders are becoming more frequent as cooler temperatures come along. Grass spiders, a marbled orb weaver. Yesterday I saw with that early morning fog, these mornings with the fog, go out and look and find an orb weaver web. You'll be astonished at how beautiful they are and how symmetrical they are. And with the dew hanging on them, they make a great opportunity for a photograph. So get out, take a picture, and hey, send it to us. We'd love to see it. They are absolutely astonishing. Buck in partial velvet and a pair of bucks sparring on a trail cam. Definitely that time of year. Northern flickers. I saw flickers this last week, but I haven't seen any in the last few days. I expect that there'll probably be a couple left before we say goodbye to the flickers. White-throated sparrows, I have still quite a group of them, both immature and mature, around my feeder here. And a crane fly. The crane fly, of course, is that often mistaken giant mosquito. It looks like a giant mosquito. It's got these great long legs, and everybody tends to look at it and think, oh my God, it's a huge mosquito. But in fact, they don't have any biting mouth parts, and they're not about to give you any grief. So check them out if you get a chance to see them. If you see something that looks like a mosquito that's maybe an inch or an inch and a half across, look closely. It's not a mosquito. It's a crane fly.